Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, February 3. In Squiz Kids today, a new treatment for kids with peanut allergies. Operation Wildlife Rescue. Dylan Olcott owns the Australian Open. And a gaming-themed hotel resort. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
Great news this morning for kids with peanut allergies, following news over the weekend that the first ever peanut allergy treatment for children has been approved for use. Doctors in the United States have been trialling a new drug which exposes kids with peanut allergies to tiny amounts of peanut protein. Over time, tests have shown their bodies become used to the protein, meaning they are less likely to suffer an anaphylactic reaction if they accidentally come into contact with food containing nuts. Anaphylaxis is the severe allergic reaction that some people with peanut allergies can suffer if they encounter food with even a tiny amount of nuts in it. You might know someone at school, or maybe even be one of the many kids who travel everywhere with an EpiPen. The treatment has been approved for use only in America. It's not yet available in Australia. Doctors have also been careful to stress that while the treatment will make kids with peanut allergies more tolerant of foods with nuts, it will not cure them of their allergy or stop them from suffering anaphylactic reactions. So, not quite time to break out the peanut butter sandwiches just yet, but promising news nonetheless. As the bushfires that swept Australia slowly recede, attention has turned to helping the many millions of animals whose habitat has been destroyed. And yesterday, the New South Wales government gave the first indication of how it would help threatened wildlife and plant species recover. Those plans include dropping food from aeroplanes and helicopters to species on the verge of extinction, including the endangered brush-tail rock wallaby. Park rangers will also be deployed to collect seeds of endangered plant life. Those seeds will be kept in a seed bank until the plants recover in the wild. And rangers will also spend the next month busily collecting platypus, grey-headed flying foxes, burrowing frogs, and a group of genetically important koalas from the Blue Mountains region.
Spin the globe.
Each day, we spin the world globe and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today, we've landed in Scotland, where there are disturbing reports of a rise in popularity of a most curious foodstuff. It's called haggis, and it's considered to be the national dish of Scotland, along with deep-fried Mars bars and a strange orange drink called Urn Brew, but that's another story. Anyway, haggis is made from the heart, lungs, and liver of a sheep, blended with onion, oatmeal, barley, and spices, and then stuffed into a sheep's stomach and boiled. Ugh. Reports out of Scotland say that sales overseas of haggis have increased by 136% in the past 10 years, with countries like Ghana, Hong Kong, and even France among the enthusiastic new munchers of sheep stomachs. Thankfully, Australia appears not to have developed an appetite for it.
Sport time!
The Australian Open tennis tournament is over for another year, with the men's and women's singles finals being decided over the weekend. American Sofia Kenin won the women's trophy on Saturday night, beating her Spanish rival Garbiñe Muguruza. And last night, Serbian champion Novak Djokovic claimed his 8th Australian Open title, beating Austria's Dominic Thiem in a 5-set match which went for 4 hours. But it was Australia's own Dylan Olcott who won the hearts of the nation on Saturday night when he won his 6th straight Aussie Open tournament in the men's quad wheelchair singles. After the match, Dylan said he wanted his victory to inspire kids with a disability everywhere to chase their dreams and never give up. Love your work, Dylan.
Pop Culture Corner.
The Voice contestants Diana Ruvis and Jack Vigen, plus I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here winner Casey Donovan, are among 10 Aussie singers who will compete on the Gold Coast next Saturday to represent Australia at the upcoming Eurovision Song Contest. Eurovision is the annual song contest in which countries from all over the world compete to see who can produce either the silliest or the catchiest tune. And sometimes it's both. This year's Eurovision will take place in Rotterdam, in the Netherlands, in May. Meanwhile, Atari, the company that kick-started the video game craze way back in the 1980s, announced over the weekend that it was opening a chain of hotels across America at which the main attraction will be gaming and virtual reality attractions. How cool is that? A place where you can get room service while you're gaming. It is a thing of pure genius.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. And today, due to popular demand, we've made the questions a little bit tougher. Question number one. What's the scientific name of the severe allergic reaction that kids with peanut allergies can have if exposed to food with traces of nuts? That's right, it's anaphylaxis. Question number two. What's the name of the national dish in Scotland made with sheep's stomach? You got it. It's haggis. Question number three. Name the Aussie tennis player who won the Australian Open men's quad wheelchair singles. Yep, Dylan Alcott.
Shoutouts.
Today's shoutout goes to 10-year-old Jack Byrne from Sydney's Freshwater. Jack is the brains behind Fiverr for a Farmer, the super cool charity helping drought-affected farmers, which has raised, get this, more than $1.7 million. Jack is a keen listener to Squiz Kids, and we're delighted to have him on board. There's a link to his charity in our episode notes. Now, don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the contact form on our website. Make sure you tell us who you are, where you're from, and what date you'll be blowing out your candles. Or, if you're a school with a special occasion coming up, be sure to email and let us know, and we'll give you a shout-out too. That's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. Now get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.